For this Monday, October 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebben reporting. An early morning undercover drug operation in Posey County led to four arrests. Officials say this past Friday, members of the Posey County Drug Task Force, the Posey County Sheriff's Office, Mount Vernon Police Department, and Posey County Prosecutor's Office served a search warrant. They say it's after an investigation that started in January. Those arrested were 43-year-old Jeffrey L. Bixby of Mount Vernon, 38-year-old Nicole Ann Mormon of Mount Vernon, 43-year-old Sarah Beth Ashworth of Mount Vernon, and 41-year-old Jesse May Wagner, also of Mount Vernon. The Evansville Westside Nightclub's 2025 Half Pot closed on Saturday night at a record-breaking amount. According to their official website, the total ended at $2,618,110. The winning ticket was announced Sunday evening. The Nightclub awards their half of the money to community nonprofits. This Friday is the final week of the high school football regular season, and last night the IHSAA released the sectional pairings with postseason play 2 weeks away. The Mount Vernon Wildcats are on the Class 3A Sectional 32, and they drew Southridge on the road in the first round. The North Posey Vikings are in the Class 2A Sectional 39, and they drew Pike Central at home in the first round. Last Friday, week 8 of the regular season, Mount Vernon football went to Washington and earned a 24-9 win. It was scoreless after the first quarter, and then Wildcats running back Shane Krieger had a pair of rushing touchdowns from 20 yards and 28 yards to build a 14-0 lead. Kicker Mason Higginson made a 28-yard field goal just before halftime for a 17-3 lead. Then early in the fourth quarter, Ryder Snodgrass threw a 20-yard touchdown to Nash Hostetter for a 24-3 lead. Mount Vernon ended up winning 24-9, and the Wildcats improved to 5-3 on the year. The North Posey Vikings had their four-game winning streak come to an end on Friday as they lost at home to Heritage Hills 56-0. The Vikings are 6-2 overall. This Friday is the Battle of Posey County as North Posey plays at Mount Vernon to finish up the regular season. Coming up tonight here on Posey County Radio is the Mount Vernon North Posey Football Coaches Show at 5:30. The Mount Vernon Show is on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Show is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Switching to professional sports in the NFL on Sunday, it was week 6 of the regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts picked up another win at home over the Arizona Cardinals 31-27. A Jonathan Taylor one-yard rushing touchdown with 4:32 left in the game put the Colts up for good at 31-27. Taylor carried the ball 21 times for 123 yards and that rushing score. Quarterback Daniel Jones went 22 for 30 passing for 212 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. He also rushed for a score. Tight end Tyler Warren caught six passes for 63 yards and a touchdown. Indianapolis improves to 5-1 of the season, and they remain perfect at home at 4-0. The Colts play at the Los Angeles Chargers this Sunday. The Tennessee Titans lost at the Las Vegas Raiders 20-10, as the Titans' record is now 1-5. They are home versus the New England Patriots on Sunday. The Green Bay Packers defeated the Cincinnati Bengals at home 27-18. The win moves the Packers' record to 3-1-1, and the Bengals have now lost four straight games, and they are 2-4 on the year. Green Bay is in Arizona to face the Cardinals this week, and Cincinnati has a short week as they welcome the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football. This evening on Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears play at the Washington Commanders at 7:15. The Bears are 2-2, and they are looking for the third straight win. From the NBA, the regular season is about a week and a half away, and this evening, the Indiana Pacers play their third of four preseason games. Indiana is at home as they square off with the San Antonio Spurs at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have won their first two preseason games. That's news and sports for this Monday, October 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebben. Have a great Monday and enjoy your week. Your weather forecast is next.